Welcome.
Blog Talk
the Night
Radio.
Show. Hello, everybody. This is Gina's Groove Theory. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's show. It's going to be Do You Really Want to Be Me? A Black Woman's Life. You can wear my clothes, style your hair like mine, and share the same man as I do. But do you really want to be me? There are 23.5 million black women in this country in comparison to the 127.3 million black women, 127.3 million women in America. The struggle of the black woman is seldom acknowledged today. Being a black woman has its downfalls, and is one of the most compelling sides of a story of liberation and dedication. According to official estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau, the black woman population in the United States was $2.5 million in 2013. This is 52% of the total black population compared to black males that make up 48% of the black population. Compared to all females in America, black females are on the average younger at 35 years old compared to the age of all females at 39 years old. Black female children under 18 years old are at the same percentage as all female children to their respective same populations at 49%. The percent of the population who are females increase much quicker by the black population as they get older due to higher mortality rate of the black man. This considering that women of all races and ethnicities have longer lifespan than men. I'd like to welcome you guys. I want to give you a little bit tonight. We're going to talk about the plight of a black woman. I'm going to give you some details. We're going to talk about the population, which I gave you a brief description of how many black women are in America as of 2013. And we're going to carry on to education. In 2013, and this is from the 2013 census, that's the earliest census that I can get. For most of you guys, if you are of my race, you can go to www.blackdemographics.com. Very valuable and valuable information there. Let's see. Okay. Yes, it's very, very, people are, of course, texting me. This is from the 2013 census, and this is brought to you by blackdemographics.com. In 2013, about 57% of black women 25 and older attended college, although only 31 have completed at least an associate's degree, compared to 60% of all women who attended college, of which 39% completed a degree. Black women have been more successful than black men in closing the gap when it comes to college degrees. About 22% of black women have bachelor's degrees, compared to 30% of all women. Also, the number of black women who finished high school but did not pursue higher education is about the same as it is for all women, 27% compared to 28% respectively. Now, that's my son. The percent of black women who have associate's degrees, 9%, is equal to all of the women, 9% in America. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I guess my son had an accident. I'm going to have to check with him and see if he's okay. Sorry about that. Now, that kind of stunned me right there. I'm pretty good staying on point. Whew, okay. Only 15% of black women over 25 did not complete a high school diploma, which is only slightly higher than all women at 13%. American females ages 16 to 64 had a higher participation rate in the labor force. We're talking about employment, as compared to all females, 69%. Labor force participation refers to the percent of women who were either working or looking for work. See, I have a caller out there. Let's check in, see if they want to say hello. Hello, welcome to Gina's Groove Theory. Feel free to say hello if you care to. If not, I'll carry on.
Hello.
Hello, hi. How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing great. I don't know if, you know, many of my guests, they want to be anonymous. Are you anonymous today?
Yes.
Yes, great. Okay, well, welcome to Genius Group Theory Anonymous. We're talking about the plight of the black woman. I take it that you are a black woman?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Would you like to want me to continue and you want to kick back and listen, or you want to bring in some conversation?
Kick back and listen.
Okay, go ahead and kick back and listen. Right now, we're on labor. Women, not in the labor force, including those who may be in full-time students, disabled, that fits me, and others who are looking or gave up looking for employment for other reasons. Okay. The earnings of a black woman. 36% of African-American women who worked full-time all year in 2013 had median earnings of $33,780 in 2013, compared to the $38,97 of the women above, in the above table. If you guys notice, I did put tables out there for you guys to see with graphs so that you'll be aware. And some of you who are there, you can look and follow along with me. Of black females ages 16 to 64, 25% had no earnings in 2013, which was higher than 26% with no earnings of all females in the same group. Also, a larger percentage of black females 16 to 64 were unemployed than all other females, which estimate 9.6% compared to 5.8%. And we're now living below poverty level, 29% than all females, which total 17%. Compared to all women in the United States, black women who worked were less likely to work in occupations that may be considered white collar and were much more likely to hold service jobs. Only 64% of all black working women held white collar jobs, compared to the 72% of all women. For the purpose of the above charts that I did put out there for you, white-collar occupations did not include but not limited to jobs in maintenance, management, business, computer, office, and legal, and education, etc. These occupations, blue-collar occupations, which were held by 8% of black working women, included employment in construction, maintenance, and repair and installation, production, transportation, etc. Service occupations include health care, shout out there to my girl, support, protective service, food preparation, and serving, etc. Other characteristics of the black woman, which this is really close to my heart, black women are the head of 29% of all black households, which is more than twice the rate of all women. At 13%. That is actually 16% higher than all of the women combined in the United States. These are households defined by the U.S. Census Bureau as having a female head and no spouse present. Only 33% of black women gave birth were married, which is almost the opposite of all women in that at 64%. So if you look at it, let's break that down. This is the main point of my whole reason for me doing this. Black women are the head of 29% of all black households, which is more than twice other women households, where they're from apparently single black women. Oh, let's see, I have a caller. Let's go ahead and tap in and see if they'd like to say hello.
Hey, hello, this is Victor calling the show.
Hi. Hello, Victor. I'd like to welcome you to the show. This is Gina.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Actually, I believe you invited me before, but I couldn't call in on your last broadcast.
Well, you know, everybody can't get out here when I tap you in, but that's okay. Welcome. We're actually nice to meet you as well. We're speaking about black women, and I do know who you are, and I spoke to you prior about black women yourself. You can go ahead and kick back. I'm going to run through a couple of another points for everybody to get a hold to, and then I'll tap you back in. And if you'd like to talk and, you know, share or ask any questions that you'd like to ask, you'll be more than welcome. Is that okay with you?
Sounds good. No problem. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, hold on. I'll be right back to you. Thank you for joining. God bless you, too.
You're very welcome.
Hold on.
God bless you.
Okay, thank you, Victor. These are households defined by the U.S. Census Bureau, having no spouse at all. So only 33% of black women who gave birth were married, which signifies the kind of household that I came from. I came from a single-parent, mother-ran household. Thank God for her, because she was an extraordinary woman. She taught me and my brother how to make it in this world, how to work for everything that we had. So all of these points that I'm touching are points that are close to my heart. These additional responsibilities may also explain why black women are slightly overrepresented in the workforce compared to all women, and even higher than black men. No disrespect, 67% black men. Even though black women are overrepresented in the workforce, they still have a higher unemployment rate than all women, 10% to 6% respectively. And I give my most respect to all of my sisters out there. All of these factors help explain the higher poverty rate for the black woman, which is 29%. That is astounding. These are 2013 Census Bureau. Well, blackdemographics.com takes their information from the U.S. Bureau of Census as well, but they focus on, this is where you can find information about employment, population, relationships, education, disabilities, whatever it is that you want to know about your particular race. I'm quite sure they have it for every other race as well, but I'm fortunate enough to do research to find out. We're going to talk a little bit about relationships. This is a little touchy for mostly every black woman out there. They're touchy because relationships, you know, I hear there's a lot of myths about what a black woman is about. And that's when I tap Victor in, that's kind of what he's probably going to want to speak to me about. And so you'll be able to hear it live. Relationships. Let's talk about relationships of the black woman. The percentages of black women who are married and who have never been married are almost the exact opposite of those percentages of all women in America. Although 48% of black women have never been married, 46% of all women are currently married. Wow. Only 26% of black women are currently married, while only 30% of all women in America have never been married. Black women are less likely to be separated from their spouses, 5% compared to all women at 9%, but are much more likely to be divorced, 13% compared to 3%. Black women are less likely to be married than black men. And that is really shocking. As a matter of fact, there are about 364,000 more black men who are married than black women. Even though black women are 51% of the black population. Wow. That's amazing. While the overwhelming percentage of black women are married to black men, 94%. About 86% of black men are married to black women. Wow. So we can talk, we can kind of touch on that. I can kind of lead that conversation into, which my caller who called in. We're going to go ahead and touch back in. When I spoke with him the other day, let's go ahead and say back hi to Victor.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Victor.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing fine. Are you a little nervous or what? Are you okay?
Well,
cool?
This is my first time speaking on the radio, but let me tell you, we were discussing a topic that you brought up yesterday, which was interracial dating. I believe that everybody is unique and
yes,
everybody has the opportunity and right to marry or go out with whoever they wish. And it shouldn't matter, you know, what race you are. You're saying about people, you know, either not having a couple or being married, you know, by the common law, or not getting married at all because, you know, poverty level or You know, sometimes they, it's just, I don't know, people just decide to marry outside of their race, and that tends to happen also. You know, it's very common nowadays. I myself, when came to this country from Mexico City when I was a little baby, you know, being that my dad is a cop, and my dad, you know, he had a little problem with my mom where she got remarried because he left her over there, you know, basically didn't tell her, oh, I'll be back or we'll still be together, you know, just decided to come work over here to this country, to the U.S. Right. And so I was left in a limbo, and so my mom got remarried to a cop, and the cop told him, you know, if you want to stay in this country and stay with, have the child stay with his mom, that's okay, but you have to pay child support. Oh, I have a uncle over there that's a civil engineer professor. He said, well, this is not right for my family, my dad, or my brother, you know. So I believe you are, you know, intervening with all this and making the situation worse. So I was brought to this country at the age of 4. At the age of 15, I became a resident and started, you know, working out here and also going to college. I graduated high school with a 2.5 GPA, became friends with the assistant principal and the principal. Thanks to that, I got my diploma at age 21. And so I went on to, you know, being a X-ray technician, medical assistant. And I graduated from there with a 2.8. So, I mean, we all come from a struggle, and we all have situations like that. Me, my dad kind of abandoned me, right, because he was never in my life from the age of 6 until 12. Then he came back at 12 and then decided for me to move in at 15, but kicked me out of his house at 17. So it's like he's been playing around with me, you know, but that teaches us to be autonomous. Now, my mom, she gave me away because she was very low income, and, you know, I was the only child, and they gave her away to, you know, she was kind of like a runaway, and they, you know, they gave up on her. So she had to, you know, work, wash clothes or dishes just to work, be able to one day work in a hospital in Mexico City, and she became a security guard, and she's in charge of admissions now. So, I mean, life turns around.
Beautiful.
You know, you gotta improvise, you know. These situations do happen. They're very common.
Yes, they do.
So it doesn't matter
Where you come from or what. And I thank you for making that point. I do have a couple of callers. Let me touch in and see if they'd like to say anything. So bear with me 1 minute. Hold on. Hello, you're live with Genius Group Theory. Did you have anything you want to come in and say? Okay. I didn't hear anything. Okay, well, listen on in. Okay. Hello, you're in Genius Group Theory. Did you want to comment on anything? Come on into the conversation. Okay. Well, tune on in and listen. Thank you for coming. The other show that you were speaking about coming in on, about the biracial, if you don't mind me asking, could you tell our listeners what nationality you are?
Myself?
What nationality are you?
I am Mexican by birth and American by heart. Well, I was, you know, I became a citizen.
That's right. You're Mexican-American. That's right. I guess you guys had a struggle as well. I grew up without a father. There's not a father present in the house, and we had a single, and I'm surprised is that my brother's not out here tonight. I did touch him in, the Bishop Brett. He's not in tonight, but I'm glad that you joined, and we do have a lot. We have callers out there that are listening in. A lot of people are very shy to come out and say anything, and they're, you know, it's okay. I kind of ease them in, and for people who are at home, who want to, you know, voice some opinions, just go ahead and text me, and I'll go ahead and share whatever it is that you want me to share, and you can be anonymous always. The reason why I do that is because I know how uneasy it could be. I've been doing this show now for 5 years, and this past year I came back in doing the show, and I'm doing it a tad bit different than the way I used to do it. So it's, you know, and things have changed greatly. The show that you say that you missed is okay, because we will do another show about it. It was about biracial dating. You had disclosed to me that you were interested in Had you ever dated a black woman?
Me, myself?
Mm-hmm.
Myself? Well, see,
yeah, have you ever dated a black woman?
In grade school, I have, you know, had, I went to East Las Vegas, you know, I went to school out there in Vegas. Believe me, there's riots every day over there. You know, people against everybody's against everybody simply because they don't like the way the school is run. So I,
right.
you know, I had
oh, I'm hearing
the
a lot about
fight.
Vegas now.
I was
yeah, I'm hearing a lot.
You know, and a lot of times the dudes from my high school, they would tell me, "Hey, why are you fighting?" You know, but I little did they know that I was being, you know, targeted as, you know, being bullied. So it wasn't my choice
okay.
to fight. It was just that I had to defend myself. But yeah, you know, I have a lot of, you know, acquaintances or friends that are, you know, African American. I work with
mm-hmm.
them as well as I dated one very nice
but have
person.
You ever,
I can't
you,
say.
So you dated
yes,
one?
I did.
That's what I'm trying to get to. You did date a
yes.
black woman? How was that experience?
Yes. Man, it's, you know, it's like like another world experience, you know. Very nice people. They teach you a lot about their culture. They're very proud about their culture, and it's totally different than dealing with a Mexican girl or, you know, Asian girl or American girl or anything like that. You know, I have, you know, the utmost respect, and I think very highly of you guys. And
well,
I know a lot
you.
Of people, you know, a lot of people. It doesn't matter what nationality because my grandparents from my dad's side, he was, you know, he worked with animals, meaning that he had to gather all the animals and he would
mm-hmm.
pay because he didn't like any other job besides that one. You know, that was his last choice.
Mm-hmm.
But his
mm-hmm.
his dad and mom, they were well off. You know, they had things and as far as, you know, land. And he had land. He had an uncle that had land too. But, you know, if something happened, you know, the struggle and they ended
yeah,
up
we
not
all
having
do
anything.
Struggle.
And so my grandmother from my dad's family, she had her great granddaughter, great grandma was, you know, working with giving birth to people. You know, back in the days they didn't have an RN. They used to give birth naturally.
Right.
So that was my grandma, you know, bringing out the babies. That,
not to cut you off, because we're coming kind of down to like the last, we're down to 7 minutes. I do have a caller. Let me check in with them and see if they'd like to say something. Hold on, bear with me.
No problem, right?
Hello.
Hey,
hello,
Regina. I'm just listening. I'm not speaking.
Okay. Thank you, and I'd like to welcome you to the show. Thank you. Just hang on in there, and I'll continue. We're almost down to, let's say, we have Victor out there. I'll go ahead,
hey,
sit back and listen, and I'm going to talk back to Victor.
Yes,
hi.
I think coming
hello.
To America, you know, it teaches us to be multicultural because we get exposed to a lot of cultures, which are nice. You know, that's a very different thing than just being stuck with one culture. Then it's
right.
the land of opportunities, right?
Right?
So,
you know, that's what everybody says, but the opportunities are kind of limited,
you know,
when it comes to rich and, you know, when you're dealing with rich and poor.
Exactly. But let me
right.
tell you how my family made it to be a professors or doctors or RNs or veterinarians or stuff like that, you know, because I have those family
mm-hmm.
backgrounds. So it turned out that you know, one of my aunts who chose not to study because she had to take care. She was the oldest from the girl side, from the family,
mm-hmm.
and she migrated her
mm-hmm.
older brother to the city and their parents because they used to live with aunts themselves. You know, they had
mm-hmm.
no other choice. Because my dad, my
mm-hmm.
grandfather, you know, he was into drinking, and so they migrated. And then
Can I ask you a question?
Because
we're down
yes.
to five. We're down to 5 minutes, and I don't want you to get cut off.
Yes.
I think basically what I've gotten from you, yeah, because we're down to 5 minutes, and when it goes down, then you know we can continue. You know, like I told you before, we can do a show especially for you.
Let me tell you briefly. They, well, my
okay,
uncle and my aunts who are RNs, you know, over there in Mexico, And my uncle wanted to study civil engineering and become a professor, but he had no other way to pay for college. None of them did. But they started working for the Red Cross, and that was an opportunity. So that's why they are there.
Oh, yes.
But yes, that's my ending. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. You know, basically what I'm getting from you, too, and what I find in my family, too. Thank you, Victor, as well. Thank you for joining, and thank you for being out there, and thank you for sharing your experience with us. That's what we need. That's what I asked for. I guess what I asked for, I got. When I call out to everyone and I say that, look, this show is based, it's based for you. It's not about me. It's not about what I did. It's not about how I lived. I'll put that's a book coming soon. So don't worry. I'm working on it now. My life story, as well as what Victor and a lot of people have, apparently we all have felt and dealt with, is that most women are very strong. They're very powerful. I give all my love and support to all the women out there who are holding it down, as well as to the men, too. I have a lot of respect for all human beings. All human beings, just like Victor said, have to be acknowledged and they have to be uplifted, and also their accomplishments stated in fact that, yes, you know, we are all amazing, extraordinary people. We should not ever be defined or separated by race, but that is what, you know, America was built on the back of a lot of people who are of color. And I'm not going to just say for black people, because you have Hispanic people that came here and created this country. You have Chinese, you have Polish, you have everyone that came to this country as an immigrant has given something to it. They've made it a better place for us to live. So that's why when I am speaking and I'm on Facebook and social media and I'm telling you all the things I'm saying, I'm directing that to everyone, not to just one particular person. I want everybody to understand that I'm a pro-people kind of girl, and that's basically what we all need to be. I don't have any prejudices against anybody. I will do a show for anybody for whatever reason it may be. I've been told many, many years that I was foolish for doing this show for free. Now things for me are paying off. So how are we going to do this? I want to build an empire, and I think I told most of you guys out there, this empire I'm building is up for people like what Victor said, professional people, people who are entrepreneurs, people who want to succeed and get some generational wealth. Majority of this, only really one race that is here on this earth that has that generational wealth. I don't believe any other race has that. So what I want to do collectively is bring you people together, you people, me, that includes me, bring all of you together with your unique and genius ideas, with your inventions, your business, be it if it's entertainment, if it's music, if it's art, whatever it is that you have, you can bring it, you can do a show with me, as well as we will be doing I'm going to be taking 74 people with me on a Vegas trip in late August. And I'm going to give you details about it, keep you guys up abreast. It's not free, but it's going to be fun. During this 3-day, it's a reload. It's Gina's Groove Theory Reloaded. It's going to be 3 raffles. Well, actually 4 raffles. It's going to be raffling off a show while we're down in Vegas, as well as two pairs of sets of Fantasy Spring tickets to go stay in Palm Springs for two days and two nights, as well as a date with me that Saturday night. So I want you guys to keep that in mind. We're going to take this year, the rest of this year, and we're going to build. We're going to get together and build. Most of you guys out there that saw my Facebook, pay close attention, get with it, drop those comments in. Support each other. Love one another. Be there without bias. Be there without indifference. Love, faith, hope, joy, all of that comes from what we do as a people. And for that, I'm going to be ending Gina's Groove Theory for tonight. I will see you tomorrow night at the same time. Much love to you all. I love you. Thank you for the support. And we are out for tonight. God bless everybody. Have a peaceful night.